Hi, welcome to Shankin Ministries. I'm Minister Patricia, and today's message topic is chastised for our good. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 says, "For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth." Glory to God. And this is part two. Thank God for his word. God loves us, and he wants us to walk in his ways. We can walk in the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus. The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus is not of any goodness of our own selves. It's because of who he is. Because Jesus is on the inside, and he helps us to walk upright. When we went astray, we did things our own way. God brought us, and he draws us to himself by his loving kindness. And when we go and do things wrong now, we can be convicted of sin. And when we confess our sins, we can be forgiven. Sometimes we also receive, there's consequences for the things in which we've done. And these things are helping us out. I think about something that David said, that how before he was went through the different things that he went through, how he went astray. We think about how he was disciplined regarding different things. It doesn't feel good. No chastening, as the word of God says, when we're going through things, it don't feel good. It doesn't make us feel like, you know, this is not a happy or pleasurable thing, as Hebrews lets us know in chapter 12, verse 5, 6, and 7, and also verse 10 and 11. When God scourges us, you think about how sometimes a parent may give us physical reprimand. It is to teach us. It's to train us in the ways that are right. Because when we go our own way, we go astray. Think about going to that Broadway. We think about going out there and to be trampled on by the ways of the world and the cares of life and just different things that we may be thinking like, well, that's just the way it is, or is nothing happening. You know, how would you understand that there's anything wrong if you don't get stopped in your tracks? Thinking about the rebuke is to lay hold of us. So we won't continue in error. It is for our good because God loves us. And we thank God, you know, that's good for us. So thank God. I thank God. It's good to be able to thank God for it because now we are being trained, we can learn, and we can grow in maturity. And the word of God let us know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, that we may be conformed to the image of his son. So let us receive the chastening. Let us receive the good times, and then even when we go through things that are challenging times, some things does not feel good, some things don't always look good, but it's working together for our good. So let us receive the correction of the Lord so we can grow in the Christian faith. Thank God for who he is and what he is doing in our life. In Jesus' name, amen.